Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Attorney General Loretta Lynch closes the investigation of Hillary Clinton's email server with, as widely expected, no charges. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the announcement follows a recommendation from the FBI.
The Attorney General says she met with FBI Director James Comey and career lawyers and agents handling the year-long investigation. Loretta Lynch says she's accepting their unanimous recommendation to close the probe with no indictments. Authorities had been investigating whether Hillary Clinton's private email setup as Secretary of State compromised government secrets. The FBI says it was extremely careless and unreasonable, but not enough to bring a criminal case. The announcement applies to Clinton, the presumptive Democratic nominee to the White House, and her close aides. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Director Comey will appear before a committee on Capitol Hill tomorrow. President Obama has decided to leave thousands of additional U.S. troops in Afghanistan through the end of his term next year. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Obama announced the decision as he prepares for a NATO summit, where Afghan security will be a key item on the agenda.
Obama has accepted a recommendation from the Pentagon to slow the drawdown of U.S. forces, leaving some 8,400 U.S. troops in Afghanistan through the beginning of next year. The president says he's determined to prevent that country from becoming a safe haven once again for terrorists.
This is where Al-Qaeda is trying to regroup. This is where ISIL continues to try to expand its presence. If these terrorists succeed in regaining areas and camps where they can train and plot, they will attempt more attacks against us.
Obama says the security situation in Afghanistan remains precarious, with suicide bombings in Kabul and elsewhere. He says Afghan defense forces are not as strong as they need to be, despite years of U.S. training. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Justice Department officials are opening an investigation into the police shooting of a black man outside a convenience store in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Local officials say the FBI's New Orleans division and the U.S. Attorney's Office will take part in the probe into the fatal shooting of 37-year-old Alton Sterling. Baton Rouge Police Chief Carl Dabity says an intensive probe is warranted.
It is our goal and our mission to make sure that a thorough, just, transparent, an independent investigation be conducted into this incident.
Police responded to an anonymous call. Sterling had threatened someone with a gun. Cell phone video shows Sterling pinned to the ground by officers and shots fired. Federal Reserve Board policymakers were worried about the UK's vote to leave the European Union at their meeting last month. However, the meeting itself was held before the actual vote. At the June meeting, the Fed, by unanimous vote, opted to leave short-term interest rates unchanged. On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 78 points. The Nasdaq closed up 36 points. This is NPR. A former Fox Network TV anchor is suing her one-time boss, Roger Ailes, claiming she was fired after refusing his sexual advances. Gretchen Carlson, former host of a daytime show at the network, has alleged a pattern of discriminatory behavior. She says she was fired in June, 9 months after she says Ailes made sexual comments to her. 50-year-old Carlson, a former Miss America, spent 11 years at Fox. Fox News parent company 21st Century Fox says it has commenced an internal review. Probation officers in Minneapolis will evaluate whether three men convicted on terrorism charges last month should get special de-radicalization counseling. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston explains, it's another step in Minnesota's efforts to find new ways to help young men lured to Syria by ISIS.
The Minneapolis men asking for special de-radicalization counseling were convicted last month in the largest ISIS recruitment trial the U.S. has ever seen. They were arrested after they tried to travel to Syria to join the group. Six of their co-defendants pleaded guilty before trial, and five of them sat down with a German radicalization expert named Daniel Kohler. Kohler assessed, among other things, just how radicalized they had become and why they came to embrace ISIS. Federal Judge Michael Davis said that Kohler wasn't needed to evaluate the three men who had gone to trial because he's already trained a number of local probation officers in his methods, and they could do the evaluation themselves. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices closed higher today. Oil was up 83 cents a barrel to end the session at $47.43 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.